Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Hustle.
You always doing this one.
Hustle.
Y'all niggas gonna need to listen up. Moving in a major way, staying on this paper chase, dropping dollars in my pocket, Cupid, I'ma make him date. Yeah, nigga, you can hate, but I stay hustling, breaking bread at every corner, looking like a Muslim. If you thought I wasn't, then you checked the wrong box. On this hustle, I'm a muscle, nigga, give me what you got. Man, I'm hot, will I stop? On a thought, I think not. Blow it up, till I pop, keep it solid as a rock, girl, stop. See me on my grind, maybe later after paper, baby, we can unwind. Spending time with my dime, sipping on that red wine. Then I beast in the sheets, leaving murder like a crime. I'm yeah, hustle in the sheets too. Dick game tight, underwater, and I eat too. Yeah, boo, I can hustle just to please you. Cause when you fucking with a hustler, ain't a thing I won't do. I'm
hustling
all the time. I'm
hustling
all day. I
hustling,
nigga, I'm
hustling,
yeah, I'm
hustling,
on my grind, I
hustling,
nigga, I stay
hustling,
yeah, all day. Yeah, verse 2. Ready for moving up the ladder. Take again to rest. I pass the pros. I'm hating niggas pissed. They gon' have to hold their bladder though. I'm flattered, yo. I can't afford high. Get out the telescope. And if they ain't down, fuck it, toss them like a lateral. I'm moving for collateral. This line's out for antelope. And if the game's dying, guess what? I got the antidote. Man, I'm dope. Take a vote. Hoes on my banana boat. Your girl come to see me every time she wanna poke. Same one who see me every time she wanna throw. Now I don't know her name, but the niggas call her Becky though. It's critical. I'm lyrical. Mix shit up like chemicals. You niggas want the word? I'ma give it. I'm biblical. I'm looking like, damn, is you niggas really full? I'm after money hungry. I'ma eat it up like edibles. They reading into me. Why you niggas barely legible? My nigga, I'm the real. Why y'all niggas looking skeptical? I'm
hustling
all day. I'm
hustling
every day. I'm
hustling
all the time. I'm
hustling,
yeah, I'm
hustling,
yeah, nigga, I'm
hustling,
yeah, nigga, I'm
hustling, hustling,
yeah,
hustling, hustling.
Shit about to stop me because I'm about to get mine. If you ain't with it, forget it, because I'm next in the line. I'm stacking this paper, dropping a rack at a time. Ain't no struggle in my hustle, nigga, I'm doing fine. I'm
hustling
all day. I'm
hustling
every day. I'm
hustling
all the time. I'm
hustling,
yeah, I'm
hustling,
yeah, nigga, I'm
hustling,
yeah, nigga, I'm
hustling, hustling,
yeah,
hustling, hustling, hustling,
hustling,
hustling, hustling, hustling, hustling,
hustling,
hustling,
hustling,
hustling, hustling, hustling.
I'm doing well, they say I can't. Cooking product, shipping weight. Going shopping for the cheese in the money market. Bagging green, they whipping jobs. I hustle hard, they lose it all. I jackpot, I cash out. Big chips, then I stir it off. With the baddest chick, I call my baby mama. Protecting like a father, intellectual beauty. Video model about it, I'm a nigga. Michelle Obama, yeah, uh-huh, you know what it is. Ever since I was a kid, I dreamed of getting rich, yeah. Swear to God, when my new shit's rap, nigga, I'm ballin', I'm ballin', I'm ballin', I'm ballin'. Said, yeah, like the coca, I blow. What's the name about it? I get all in your soul. I'm all in your heart.
Wyclef, a.k.a. Toussaint St. John, with the King Assassin,
where my warriors at?
If you in the club, reminiscing on this loony joint, I got five on it. Let me see your hands up, sing along. I'm moving to California, cause it just legalized the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant, and I'm looking for a girl to run my ganja plant, cause we got weed for sale.
weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. Yeah, I had a dream they legalized the marijuana. So President Obama had no more drama. He gave me Air Force One, I went to Afghanistan. On a peace talk, smoking L's with the Taliban. Yeah. They said it wouldn't bomb us, so I went to Iran. I got to Iran, they shot to Iran. Them boys don't wanna talk North Korea next job. So how you deal with a dictator? Get him a lot of pot. I got them smoked out, so I asked them where the nuclear weapons. He said they pointed at Americans. Yeah. We both are high. He told me, Tucson, you the man. I told him my high school sweetheart taught me Korean. No, 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 no. I'm young, Hashamika. Ha, ha. Said Suli. Said Rang Hamnita. Yeah. He said he liked my swag, like the way I get down. And tell Obama that he gonna take the nukes down.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it just legalized the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed to sell. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Yeah.
He's selling crack and they got him. They got him. He's selling dope and they got him. They got him. He's selling meth and they got him. They got him.
Yep.
I'm selling dope and the same cop that got him is the same cop I gave the smoke who gave me a pardon. I'm in the club with the Cypress Hill bong. So much smoke that we set off the alarm. Straight out of Haiti, but my shot is up from Kingston. My West Side connect, the king of South Sun. But like Rakim and Eric B, I shouldn't have kept y'all. Without a strong group to step tall. But I fly so much that I live in the air. And waiting for the Fuji album, I was bound to get gray hair.
Yeah.
Until then, you can catch me in the smoke section. With a big pun flow, Caribbean connection. And if you're looking for ganja, come to my plan.
I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana. I'm about to buy myself and a ganja plant. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale. I'm moving to California.
Cause it's just legal as the marijuana.
I'm about to buy myself and a ganja. And I'm looking for a girl around my ganja plant. Cause we got weed for sale. Weed for sale.
Ever since the recession, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale. The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana.
If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
This is Sleepy Love from Sleepy Friends, and you're listening to I Am Envy on Blog Talk Radio with your host, K-City. Yeah, it's a world movement thing, moving the world with their music. Loving it. Ciao.
If you see me at low, going in low, I got your girl riding good. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy feel me strike, strike. Yeah, I'm in the club with six racks, bank statements. Where they do that? We pop cases, pay all cash. Little mama racist, she only like black. Cars act hard, hotel rooms are amateur. Presidential suite, residential meat, thug stamina. Dude's throwing dollars, tell him up and she's at my door. Aviator shade body like a coke bottle. Someone called the nurse, she got him going berserk. Pass me that cold thing, sir, got me all way. And we got a strong thing, nothing come between, and she freak for the money. I like that though. Just cause I beat this one, don't make her no hoe. I keep a nice roll like a bowling ball. Money on the mind, that's why she answer your call. All about them dollar signs, the games at the mall. I'm rolling through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low. I got your girl riding wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy filled with the purple sprite. Yeah. She keep me going strong, money going on. Ass out, pass out the way she rock that song. Cause we get it on, not too hot in the club, in the middle of the floor. Yeah, I'm a thug. Girl, you know you trouble, feeling on your bubble. I'm trying to stay humble, I wanna play in your jungle. Amazon, beat it up till she stutter like Tourette's. Hover in the Lex, driving after your guests. Pulling panties aside, let me see it get wet. I can't be timid, I ain't no pet. I wanna see your limit, ice on your breast. Nipples on swole, got me standing up. Yeah, I like the hole while I'm giving you that thrust. Girl, arch your back and whisper it's lust. Stallion on the track, no matter how much I grip and I pull, she never get enough. I'm rolling through the hood, I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low, I got to tell by the wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill with your purple Sprite. Yeah, boys only guap. Gang, only soldiers, die legends. We into everything, whatever ice chain made specifically for us. My wrist game, ride the dummy train and the show bus. Kissing on the beamer, she ride like a diva. Every time I see her, I'm thinking, could I keep her? She just still with leaders, don't mess with the help. The best way to greet her, introduce is dope. Let the money speak and stealth, goons ride for the wealth. She like pickles, carrots, eating shrimp salad. Like packs of double stacks, pistol minty, mac and that. Pimp you ill, you get it back. Timid or not, big balls we got. I'm louder, I'm badder. Her booty moving faster. Now I'm finna ask her. Hope you don't got no Anna. Listen, cause the top is where we aim. You guess. I'm rolling through the hood. I'm always up to no good. If you see me at low, going in low. I got to tell by the wood. And I like the way she call me baby. And I love it when she answers to you, my lady. And the way she made me feel last night, like an ecstasy pill with your purple Sprite.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. Hello?
Diamond Joe.
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah, I can hear you now. Welcome to the show, brother. I heard you moving around. What's good, partner?
Say what?
When we drive, we had a bad connection again. I said, how you doing, man? I was saying thanks. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for the welcome, and everything is fine on my end. I'm glad to be here.
Well, good. You know, I was telling the listeners before you tuned in that we're definitely going to bless us with that smooth sound, something that they haven't heard in a while. You know, at least for, you know, as far as your caliber, you know, so I can't wait to hit them off with some of your stuff, man. I was very impressed with what I heard.
Hey, well, thank you. I can't argue with that.
I know, we touched on it a little bit earlier. Hey, but let's kick it off like this, man. Let's tell our listeners a little bit about who Jammin' Joe is, man, and what got you on this musical journey.
Well, Jammin' Joe is a saxophonist, businessman, entrepreneur, a lover of life. The thing that I love to do in life, besides music, is also I like to read my Bible, I like to pray. But music is definitely my way of expressing what's on my mind within my soul. I've been playing for over 20-plus years. The name Jammin' Joe comes from the fact that, like a lot of people, I started out playing in jam sessions. And I took a route that maybe a lot of people have not taken. I used to go to jam sessions when I was living up in Portland, Oregon, and I was playing with a lot of high-caliber jazz musicians. I go in there, there's a free jam session. I didn't know the songs, but I recognized the changes. So I go in there, and I would just play whatever I felt like on those changes. And, of course, that was almost like a blasphemy to a lot of those guys that I was encountering, because they were telling me, you know, you need to learn the song. I said, I don't want to play the song. So I would go on those jam sessions. They would get mad. And things like they would turn the mic off on me. They would throw drinks on me. They cuss me out. They would block me from getting to the mic so their friends can get there. But since these were all free and nobody was getting paid, you know, I have a very thick skin. I didn't mind because it didn't really matter. You know, I was on a mission, and that was to learn how to express myself. I'm self-taught. I didn't go to college. I haven't had too many lessons formally. What I did was originally I bought myself a record from Jamie Abersaw. A lot of musicians have heard that name before. And it was the instrumental track of all of the major and minor scales. And I learned, you know, how to play those scales. And what I did also was I would find as many classical recordings as I could. And I would try to emulate or simulate the style of the classical musicians. And, you know, because they play smoothly. You know, they play legato. Their notes are connected together. And so that was the foundation of how I tried to learn how to play. However, my dad was also a musician. He played keyboard, saxophones, drums, bass, and lead guitar. But when I was growing up, my father and my brother and I, we would stay in the garage for hours upon hours. And my dad was one of these kind of guys who was into theory. And we would be his assistants. At the time, I was playing the trumpet, and my brother was playing the sousaphone, and my dad would make us play different notes to the chords he was working with. And so I learned how to develop my ear by that forced learning. He was forced. I'm going to have to admit that, because when he closed that garage down, we was in there for about 8 hours. That was not unusual. So that's really how I got started with my dad. But then when I wanted to learn how to play the way I felt, that's when I got that record from Jamie Abersaw of the major and minor scales, and I got me some classical music recordings. And then that's when I embarked on the journey of becoming the true saxophonist.
Well, with that being said, man, I'm going to play with the song that I like, one of the ones of yours that I like. As a matter of fact, I like all of them, but I'm going to play this one that I was telling you about earlier. And let's let the listeners hear what this one sounds like.
What song is it?
I Need to Tell You Something.
Okay, this is a collaboration between myself and a French composer named Nesta Talmadge. It's a reggae jazz song.
All right, here you go, y'all. Put your ears on this. Jammin' Joe.
Mm-hmm. your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, J.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Back with Jammin' Joe.
And hey, hey.
Tell you something. Yeah, man, that was, I like that, man. And
hey, thank you very much.
You were saying you collaborated with that with whom?
His name is Nesta Talmadge. He's a French composer.
Oh, okay. You guys did that other piece, what was it, Dubstep Interlude?
That was something that I liked the music, you know. I didn't even know it was called dubstep music when I first heard it. I think I was up late one night, maybe 3 or 4 in the morning. You know how sometimes you'd be half asleep, and I was at the computer, and the music came. I clicked on it, you know, and I kind of like dozed off, and so the next morning, I found that music again. And then I actually decided to put some music to it. And I got a lot of good responses because I posted it on this one site called SoundCloud. It's a music site where musicians from all over the world just post their music and give each other critique. They critique your music for you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people had never heard dubstep music, played with a saxophone like that, you know, because they don't even hardly ever have saxophone in dubstep music. So that's how that song came about. It was just, I liked the music, and I put some music to it, and the rest is history.
Hey, well, let's let our ears get on it then. We'll be right back, y'all. This is Dubstep with Jam and Jay, and that's the Talmadge.
Yeah, on that song, you know, I played the soprano on that. That soprano, I chose that saxophone for a pretty non-musical reason. I had just got that horn fixed. I had had it for over a year, and it never played well. So that's the only reason why I chose the soprano.
Do you feel equally as comfortable with soprano, alto, tenor, or are you more comfortable with one than the other?
I feel equally comfortable with all of them because I know what I want to do to express myself. However, the tenor, well, I have a Selmer Mark VI tenor made in, I think, 1950-something. I like that horn out of all of them because it is a better horn quality-wise in terms of craftsmanship and sound. The soprano is a pretty new instrument to me, but the soprano, it just happens to be in a different it's a B-flat instrument just like the tenor. It just plays at a higher pitch. The alto was an E-flat instrument, and it's the one I have is made in Indiana. It's a Con, and it was made in 1926. It's all silver. I have a plastic Lakey mouthpiece on there. I can't remember the number on the mouthpiece, but that mouthpiece gives that horn a lot of life. Otherwise, if I played just with a regular mouthpiece and whatever reed I had on there, the horn really sounds, it would sound like the sound it had back in the day when they was playing Duke Ellington, Count Basie music, stuff like that. It's a real soft sound, but when I put that mouthpiece on there, it makes the horn scream and gives it a more modern, contemporary sound to it. But I feel, you know, equally comfortable on all three because I know how I want to express myself when I play.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started out on the trumpet, went to the trombone, and then the saxophone. But when I played the tenor, I tried to play it like an alto. In terms of, you know, how the alto was a higher pitch horn and it can hit higher notes, you know. So I tried, you know, that was another trick I used to learn how to play in the upper registers too, was to try to emulate the other horn. So when I got my alto, then I tried to play it like a soprano. So now that I have a soprano, I guess I'm trying to learn how to play it like a dog whistle so I can hit the note nobody can hear.
Well, I almost thought you were going to say clarinet, but okay.
Nah. I'm always trying to, you know, find them notes in the stratosphere. You know, I really don't use them that much, but, you know, sometimes you get into the spirit in a moment or something, you know, and you just want to just scream and holler, you know. So them high notes come in handy.
That's right, that's right. Hey, man, well, you got the song Where the Summer Spend Time At jumping out at me, man. So I'm going to let our listeners put their ears on that one, man.
Okay.
Yeah, we can talk about that one. Here's Jam and Joe, y'all, with Where the Summer Spend Time. And this is the last few days of summertime. I just wish the gas would go down a little bit.
Thank you. Boy Joey Black, you're now tuned in to the number one underground station around,
World Movement Records Radio Show with my boy K Diddy. Keep it locked.
Jammin' Joe in the building. That almost sounded a little bit like Summertime. I don't know where I heard that at. I guess.
Yeah, that is. A take on the song Summertime. That's why I put the word summer in the title, Where Does Summer Spend Time? One thing about how I play is I might practice a song and learn it one way, but when I get on stage, if I'm doing my own show, I don't think about what I'm going to play before I start playing. I literally play that first couple notes to give myself that initial direction, and then from there I just I follow the rhythm. I try to stay in tune. I try and try to create a conversation on the horn, so to speak. So on that song, it was as if I was talking to somebody. You know, I wasn't like playing, a whole bunch of lines that kind of ran together. It was kind of like choppy because I was a conversation about, yeah, where does summer spend time at? You know, and but that's when I do play. I'm very spontaneous. I improvise almost anything I can. When I'm playing with the band and the group, of course, I fit the format. I learn the song. I play my part. I'll keep things in context. Allow the other musicians to breathe and when it's their turn, and you know what I'm saying? So, but me personally, if I was playing by myself, you came and heard me play, everything's going to be improvised. Even if the song that I'm playing, you recognize the music, it's going to be totally something different, you know?
Well, that's what the Bobby Lyle, jazz keyboardist, something he had told me one time during the You know, understand I was, managing him, is that everything that he went to school to learn, he basically forgot. he forgot it basically because you was taught a certain way, but when you got in the real world, you're doing something completely different.
Yeah, it's kind of stifling to practice scale. All this stuff is going to help you and it's going to stick with you and it's going to come out when it's needed most of the time. But when you want to be like a boxer, let your hands go, when you want to play free, you can't be thinking about those things, because music is, it follows the moment, And my band is called Moments Notice. because not because of the John Coltrane song, but it's because I consider myself ready at a moment's notice, and I like to have musicians in my band that can play at a moment's notice and play at a, you know, a high caliber of skill and expertise, you know, and provide a lot. My, the type of music that I like to have a lot of groove in it. I like to have dynamic resonating harmonies. You know what I'm saying? So, my dad told me too, is like, don't get caught up too much in trying to learn everything, because when it comes time to play, you're going to be thinking about it too much.
Right.
You know, because sometimes I take breaks, you know, for a couple days, even a week sometimes, you know. Then recently I fasted for a week because, you know, I noticed that my creativity was kind of constipated.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
And so I went on a fast.
Writers get brain locked. You know, they just writer's lock. Same thing.
Mm-hmm. And because when I initially started playing to those scales from Jane Marybussard's record and the classical music, before I started actually trying to learn those notes, I was just keeping my fingers moving. You know. That was my first attempt when I started to play, before I started trying to get more educated about theory and whatnot. I'm just going to keep my fingers moving. So as I learned and got more experience and became a good improviser, when I start playing, I don't think about what I'm going to play. I just keep my fingers moving. You know, and, you know, sometimes you got to learn how to make what you call a mistake. You got to turn it into something else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's another thing about keeping yourself, you know, in a constant state of propulsion.
Constant state of readiness. So what would you tell, what advice would you give another young artist that's trying to get into the business and do what you're doing?
I would tell them to educate yourself as much as you can by yourself until you can find somebody that's willing and able to help educate you too. But more importantly, I would say that you would need to protect your spirit, protect your you gotta protect your confidence at all costs, because you know, just like anything in life, you know, life is up and down, and then when you pursue music, it's going to be the same way. You know, you might get in with a group of people that are, you know, good for you in the beginning, and then you might move somewhere, you might have to start over. So, you know, my point is you got to protect your spirit so that you will not become, you won't doubt yourself. You won't become depressed. You won't get to the point where you're telling yourself, I can't do it, you know. So that's, to me, that's the most important thing, because, you know, at times I would think I wasn't ever going to be good enough to meet my own standards, because I learned that along the way is like, you can't sit there and worry about what people are saying and thinking about you too much. And you can take that constructive criticism and learn from it and adapt to it and be flexible with it and apply it to your needs, but you cannot take these things to heart, you know. So you got to protect your spirit. You got to protect, you don't want to become the type of person that has a double mind. You know, unstable, you know what I'm saying? You know, you can't be doubting yourself.
That's what the Asians say sometimes. Americans have too many minds.
Mm-hmm. I got that statement actually from the Bible. You know, that's what I've read. You know, God tells us that, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but, you know, a man with an unstable mind is not worth nothing. But a man that has two minds, in other words, he's wishy-washy. You can think one
right.
way, one thing. You know what I'm saying? And that's very important to you know, have confidence in yourself. And then in order to do that, you know, you protect your spirit, which in another way of putting it is like you want to keep your conscience as clear as possible. You know, so you do want to follow the golden rule, so to speak. You know, you do unto others as if the way you want them to do to you. That's one
right.
way of keeping your conscience clear, you know. But we all have things that come into our life every day. We got to make decisions one way or the other. Am I going to do it the right way, the wrong way? Am I going to, you know, not count the cost? Am I going to be able to withstand the collateral damage if I do this? You know what I'm saying? So you just got to just protect yourself.
And all those things come into play, like you said, on a daily basis. The decision that we make are paramount to the next move that we have to take.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to learn how to love life. I love life, you know. You know, I'm not a wealthy man. I haven't traveled all over the world, you know. But I love life, and you know, music is really one of the biggest parts of it. I haven't had the type of success that I would like commercially yet, but that's not enough of a reason to stop me from, you know, loving to play and liking life. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm just not going to be one of them people that's going to just tear my own self down. Forget about it.
And that's definitely a positive thing. And then I think our listeners should be inspired by, you know, hearing that and know that they just got to keep their eye on their goal and keep doing it and find happiness in what they do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that's for sure. Well, man, I definitely want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day to come and chatting with us over here at I Am Indy, and we definitely enjoyed your music, and we know you're going to have massive success, man. We can put that one out there in the universe for you because we know it's coming.
Yeah, I do have a band. I'm in Vegas, by the way, Las Vegas. I have a band called Moments Notice I'm putting together. We're working with Taxi Productions, and we're going to create a very dynamic show that's going to allow the musicians to express their creativity. You know, it's going to be structured, of course, because, you know, some people can't take too much creativity and experimentation. But I'm definitely going to allow the band to be entertaining in its own way by making sure that I have good musicians, we have good material, and that we, when we play, we're going to play convincingly.
Well, throw your contact info out there.
You can contact me at on my email would be jammin'joe_us@yahoo.com. You can get hold of me on Reverb Nation, which is a popular music site for people's music, under the name of Jammin' Joe, the True Smooth Saxophonist. Or you can just Google me under Jammin' Joe, the True Smooth Saxophonist, or even Moments Notice, and you'll find a whole lot of stuff. Or if you want to get hold of me want to hire me, you can contact me at 702-883-9578. And I'd be glad to consider any credible, reasonable offer.
There you go. Y'all give Jammin' Joe a call because he's willing to accept any creditable, reasonable offers. And y'all can hire me too. I carry his horn for him. You know what I mean? You know, we'll give y'all a package deal. You know,
hey, look, you know, I'm just gonna give you a membership card. You win.
Absolutely. Well, listen, man, we down about like 1 minute. So, listen, man, I want to thank you again for taking time out to come get us and come check us out and come sit in with us and definitely, man, come back through and keep us abreast of all your new projects, your events and dates. And, you know, give my boy Stan from World Movement right there in your backyard in Vegas, man, and maybe he can help out with some dates and stuff because he's blowing a lot of artists up there right there in your own backyard.
Okay. I appreciate that, and I want to thank you for, I reached out to you on LinkedIn, that website, and you responded back, and I thank you for being such a gracious host, and you not putting me on the spot.
Yeah, we all about the independence over here, man. We all about the independence, because man, we gotta keep our music going, man. We got to. Got to educate those that's willing to receive the message. And, you know, we can't be teachers, but we can be knowledge sharers, which is actually more powerful than a teacher. I always say sometimes teachers teach misinformation, but a knowledge sharer would give you the tools to go do the research to come up with the answers for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
So IMND is the place to be, Blog Talk Radio. www.blogtalkradio.com Indy is. Go check us out every Wednesday, same time, right here. Come check out your boy K Diddy and Jammin' Joe today. And he was jamming, y'all. And if you didn't hear it now, go check it out in the archives.